rule.
All right, you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. I got Ron Anisich. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Bob. How are you?
Can you hear me all right?
I can. It's a little quiet, but good enough.
Okay. You're from Bad Cop No Donut program that we air here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, and I understand that there's been some issues there with the Toronto Police Department with your show.
Yeah, I became aware a couple of weeks ago that they had at least found out about the show. I didn't realize that they were going to express any opinion on it whatsoever. But I mean, that's a fairly counterproductive thing to do, one would think. But what's happened is they started contacting mainstream media outlets in Toronto in an attempt to disparage my work, I guess. And I guess it's a funny way to attack somebody through the media, but I'm guessing since they didn't have any legitimate grounds to question my work, they've chosen what's going to amount to a smear campaign, probably, in the media.
Uh-huh.
The chief of police yesterday in Toronto, apparently, according to the reporters that I've been speaking with, has gone in front of cameras and claims that my work inspires hatred of police officers.
That's Julian, what's his name? Julian?
Julian Fantino.
Fantino. He's the chief of police.
Yeah, he's actually only going to be the police chief for a few more days. So I suspect what this actually is just an attempt to get his face in front of television cameras one last time before he's gone.
Hmm. Interesting. So there, I understand there's some, I believe the newspaper, too, is going to be doing a story on.
Well, yeah, there was some interest from, I've been speaking with a few different journalists who all claim to, incidentally, this is the thing that bothers me the most about this, is that there are mainstream media organizations that whose work is clearly being controlled by the police. Both the CTV reporters that I spoke with and the reporter from the Toronto Star, both were quite open with the fact that they were contacting me based on complaints from police officers. In the case of the CTV, they freely admitted it. In the case of the reporter from the Toronto Star, she claimed to have overheard police officers talking about it at police headquarters.
And so, how's CKLN been? Have they been? How the station? That's the station that you broadcast the show from, right? Bad Cop.
Yeah, and they've been extremely supportive. What they did when we were first contacted about a week ago now, before any police officer had gone on the record to say anything about the show, so it was not a story to them at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just figured it was going to blow over, and like I say, nothing was going to happen with it. But they had the foresight at that time to run the last couple programs by CKLN's lawyer, which is funny. I didn't know we had one, but there you go.
Hmm.
Just to make sure that we weren't legally open to anything. The police in Toronto have a history of suing media organizations that are critical of them.
Right.
And CKLN would not have the resources to withstand that kind of an attack.
So are they mainly concerned about a story that you specifically covered with the Toronto police?
No, I don't think so, because the only story, I mean, the most recent story I reported about the Toronto police was when the former head of the Toronto Police Union was arrested for the second time a couple weeks ago, and that was also reported in the big newspapers in Toronto. So I don't know why they'd be picking on me for that. I got my information directly from the mainstream media, as they do all of the stories that we cover on the show.
They just, like, called you and woke you
up. I beg your pardon?
They called you and woke you up, literally.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I don't really understand the purpose of this, because it has the potential to backfire on them.
Well, has the police department, like, said that they want your show not to be on the air anymore? Or
I really don't know what they've said. I'm going to have to find out when I watch the evening news tonight, like everyone else.
Right, of course.
But
how they're going to spin
it. I don't really know what they've said.
How they're what about the FCC? Has the FCC been involved? Have they been contacted?
It's the CRTC in Canada.
Okay.
It makes us all the more comfortable that the police have yet to take any other legal action or complain to the federal regulator in Canada. The CRTC is our FCC. The fact that they haven't taken any action against the program or CKLN on legitimate grounds tells us that they probably don't have any legitimate grounds to do so. I mean, one could reasonably conclude. Our lawyer doesn't seem too worried about the content of the program itself. So.
And again, we're talking to Ron Anisich here of CKLT?
CKLN.
I'm sorry. I always get it wrong, dude.
Well, fine.
CKLN.
A long way away.
Bad Cop No Donut, which we air here every Thursday at 1 p.m. on Freak Radio right after Democracy Now. He's coming under fire right now by the Toronto Police Department. Have they contacted you as a chief, contacted you personally or anything at all?
Is another thing that we find reassuring. We've been told by our lawyer that normally in cases like this, they will send a letter to a news organization, a letter of complaint, a formal letter of complaint. But in our case, they have not done so. We feel pretty strongly that they don't have the grounds to complain.
I mean,
all I do is tell people what's already been in the newspaper. They're not going after the newspapers. So I think it's just a question of getting the police chief in front of the TV cameras in his last week on the job.
Right.
I mean, he hasn't done a spectacular job. There's a reason he's not going to be the police chief anymore. I don't really want to go any further than that, but there's a reason he's not the chief anymore.
Huh.
I don't know. I would suggest that this is an attempt to get people to not focus on those reasons and instead focus on this guy who does a radio show on a community radio station at 6 in the morning.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it seems pretty silly to me, and it could backfire on them. I mean, realistically.
Didn't he complain about your website, too?
They didn't like the email address of the show, which is now the former email address of the show.
I hate pigs.
I should say.
Yeah.
Before this blew up, we had made a decision to change it because we thought it didn't. We thought it was counterproductive from the point of view of journalistic standards.
Yeah. Or pigs wouldn't like it either.
I didn't have a problem with the email address myself, but I can understand how some people would. And I think some of those people are people that might be put off listening to the program who really need to hear it.
Right.
So I think if that's a small thing I can change so that I can get the message that police brutality has reached epidemic proportions in North America out there more effectively, then to me that seems a reasonable compromise. And I just want to stress that I'm not doing it because Mr. Fantino has a problem with it.
How many stations is Bad Cop No Donut airing on?
Hard to know. I don't really know. I know that it aired yesterday for the first time on KPFK in Los Angeles.
Mm.
That's some good news. On a number of other community radio stations, CFRO in Vancouver, you guys who have been really supportive since the get-go, and I thank you very much for that.
Yes. People in Santa Cruz comment and love it all the time here in Santa Cruz. We get comments.
We also have there's a free radio Moscow in Moscow, Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
There's a community, I think Syracuse Community Radio in Syracuse, New York.
And
a number of low-power kind of piratey stations.
Folks can download it for free, MP3 and radioforall.net or radio.indymedia.org, which is a great website.
That's my advice to people. If you're having doubts about what I'm doing as far as whether or not it stands up to a journalistic standard or not, is listen to the show and decide for yourself. I think all I do is report news that's already out there.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that to me seems a lot more sensible. Very often, as I say, police brutality stories are only covered in the local media. What the cops are doing in one state is not necessarily known to the people in another state. Let me give you an example. You know, police in Los Angeles killed a 13-year-old kid a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people know a lot about that. What a lot of people don't know is that the week after that, the cops killed a 14-year-old kid in Chicago. Now, I don't know why the media covers one more than the other, or why the communities affected have been more able to mobilize in Los Angeles than they have in Chicago. I really don't know what the issues are, but there's the fact that they're not both reported as national news is of concern to me. I think people need to know that these things happen all the time.
Especially all the taser stuff that's happening.
You're not going to believe this week. This week, the taser news has been it's been both good and bad. I mean, there's a man in Salinas, California, who was killed just this last weekend by a police taser. On the other hand, the International Association of Chiefs of Police this week have decided they're going to issue standards regarding sort of model policy on when tasers can be used, and they're going to further study the safety claims made by the company, Taser International, which manufactures these weapons, incidentally, whose claims are absurd. They say their weapons don't kill people.
And, right.
You know, well, ask that guy in Salinas, California last weekend. He's dead now. I mean, that doesn't sound like a non-lethal weapon to me.
Yeah, and more departments are putting in more and more orders, I believe.
Yeah, some are and some aren't. Police in Chicago are delaying rolling out their new tasers. The police in Newark, New Jersey have decided against tasers. For the time being, the police in Toronto here will not be getting tasers. I would also suggest to you that the very future of the manufacturer Taser International may be in jeopardy. Their stock prices have dropped about 60% since the beginning of this year because of all of the negative publicity.
The death.
I would suggest to you that's because orders are down.
Yeah.
And
people are dying.
That the number of people who are raising their voices against the use of tasers by their police departments has had a positive effect in many cases.
Wow.
Sorry, I have a tendency to rant.
Yeah,
don't
well, that's okay.
On the cops.
That's okay. It's okay. We're cutting into Scooter's slot a little bit here, but it's all right. I'm sure he's all right. We're talking to Ron Anisich, CKLN, Bad Cop No Donut here. He's coming under fire by the Toronto Police Department, namely the Chief Police. What was his name again? Let's get his name out.
Julian Fantino.
Is there any number folks can call, or, you know, I guess we don't really know till the shit hits a fan tonight on the, you know, it's just got to wait for the corporate media to tell us.
Yeah, it's good that in this case we were able to beat them to the punch on something.
That's true.
I have a feeling this is going to be a pretty ugly thing they're doing. I mean, they're admitting they're doing their story at the behest of the police. And knowing what I know about the mainstream media, I'm not encouraged that I'm going to be treated all that fairly.
Right.
They're concerned that I'm an anarchist. They're concerned about the email address of the show. And that doesn't seem to have, I don't think either of those things have a great deal to do with what I do. I don't think it has anything to do with the show.
What is the show all about? I mean, in your opinion?
Well, in this case, Bad Cop No Donut is just about linking cases of police brutality across North America. They are plentiful, as you hear on the show. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I started doing this work, I was astounded by the number of stories that I was able to come up with each week.
Mm.
To me, it's alarming. That it's at such an epidemic. I'll be with you in a minute. My apologies to Scooter for cutting into his time.
It's all right.
But I actually have to run.
Okay, well, thanks, Ron Anisich, CK.
Okay, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
All right, well,
I'll let you know what happens.
Yeah, get back to us. Let us know what's going on. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
All right, take care. And you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM. That was Ron Anisich from CKLN in Toronto, Canada, who apparently has been coming under fire by the Toronto Police Department. And all that news is supposed to hit the fan hopefully tonight. So we got the scoop on it right now. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds. Anyway, stay tuned. Freak Radio. Oh, wait, we got a call. Another call. We'll just go on the air with this one. Hopefully that might work. You're on the air.
Hey, hello. Is this Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, Louie.
Hey, Louie, what's up? Were you listening?
Yeah, I was just listening to your interview there with, what's his name, Ron Anisich?
Yeah, Bad Cop, No Donut.
Yeah, that's excellent. You know, what I think is going on here, you know, he was sort of, I mean, I'm sure he knows what's going on there. They're attacking him because of the bad publicity. But this is, you know, this is the typical pattern. When there's bad news, they attack the messenger. Right, so it becomes about the messenger rather than about the message.
Exactly.
You know, so look at the Ward Churchill thing recently.
Oh my
right?
God! Yeah, well, I played that earlier. I played an interview with Dennis Bernstein. It was really good.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he explained he explained his whole point of view, and it made total sense to me. But the way the mainstream media totally disrupts it and spins it, they make it sound like, you know, everybody should have died, and you know, everybody, it's everybody's fault. You know, it's just absurd the way the media is going to paint it, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure we won't probably hear too much about it over here, but, you know.
Well, thanks to you, we are hearing about it.
That's true.
Yeah, this is the beauty of community radio.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in. Any other comments?
No, I just wanted to, you know, say that this is the pattern. When they don't like the message, they attack the messenger. You know, it happens to everybody. They attack, you know, they attack Nader because they didn't like his message. Mm. All of a sudden, he's an egomaniac, right?
Right.
When Aristide was trying to, you know, was trying to bring some democracy to Haiti, he became mentally unbalanced, right, in the press. Hugo Chavez is depicted as a power-hungry madman, right? Because they don't like what he's saying.
Mm.
So it's all about the message.
Yeah.
And they want to make it about the person.
And it's just a small little community radio station. You know, it's not like, you know, Howard Stern or whatever the deal.
Yeah.
You know, and,
you know, that's illustrative of how they work. You know, any dissent that they feel the need to slap down hard, any dissent. But the heartening thing is that we're getting somebody's attention, so we must be going in the right direction. So.
Yeah, that's why we got raided.
That's why we got raided, right? Exactly. If you're right over the target, that's when they start hitting you hard. So.
All right, so Louie.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work, Bob.
All right, thank you for calling in.
All right, sure. Take care.
All right, take care. And you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. This one goes out to outgoing police chief Julian Fantino. These are the cops you don't see on TV.
By the police, the confrontation was created by the people who charge the police. The policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder. Gentlemen, get the thing straight once and for all.
Some used to step cause they didn't know I worked. Others used to step cause they didn't know I hurt. Plaguing me with problems cause they thought I was a gangster. Gas like a tanker, no time for pranksters. I was split from the giddy up. They didn't give a fuck, so I didn't give a fuck. Hat to the back and my jeans way sagging. Hitting some freestyle, fronting and bragging. Minding my own biz when they wanna stop me. Hungry for some donuts, but they chose to pop me. Female and a brother, should I say another word? Cause you know how this gold is getting served. ID, name, and number. Love against the wall cause we start no wonder. You got a lot of dollars in your pockets for a fucking bump. Hands on the wall and assume the position. Clubs start poking, I'm like, man, you must be joking. Just because I do some token, big blunt smoking. It can happen to you because it happened to me. Because these aren't the cops that you see on TV. I'm inclined to say my part. Enabled me to explain how I was labeled from the start. I was feeling like Cupid trying to capture a heart. But an arrow's really stupid, so I made like a dart. Started to sprint, but I was stopped in my tracks. A couple of cops, they were white
beating up tight, right? I didn't try to fight as they grabbing my back, cause cops can overreact, and I thought they might attack. But picture that, Swayze act, a criminal. I busted a rap because they obviously just didn't know. So here we go, to make a long story shorter, Swayze act ain't game for the bread and the water. Then the order was to lay on the ground, put your hands on your head, don't make a motherfucking sound. They breaking me down, but they still ain't found nothing. But next time around, I'm gonna give them something. They frontin', cause here's one blunt they missed. My fist was clenched around a big fat spliff. It can happen to you, cause it happened to me. And these aren't the cops that you see on TV.
There when I was made. Shit, diddly shit, you're like a brother in the pit. I'm the wrinkly, pinkly, biggest on a pig tight fit. Shut your fucking face, get off friggin' lick it. Grab your ankles like Bojangles, I'll fucking kick ya. Verbally abuse is not conducive transition. Just a bunch of boys in blue getting you used to the system of the rapists and murderers and the sons of Sam. But look at where I am, seeing Uncle Scam I am. Sick of the biggies, make me drop my fucking skivvies. Sick of being arrested when I haven't done diddly. Riddly, riddly, riddly with abuses in prison. No segregation by law, well check out this division. Head to the old scout, head to the slammer. Head to the roundhouse, grab a sledgehammer. Arrested four times, but never found guilty. But these ain't the cops that you see on TV.